play with the two-year-old and 4K choir.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family. Sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, ring those bells. Light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King. Born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells. Everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem. The greatest celebration of them all. So come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family. Sharing lots of love and happiness. So come on, ring those bells. Light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King. Born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells. Everybody sing. Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Come on, ring those bells. Light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King. Born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells. Everybody sing. Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Come on, ring those bells. Light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King.
Born for you and me.
Come on, ring those bells. Everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday.
mission, we leave the earth behind. Through our galaxy, who knows what we'll find. Traveling at the speed of light. Exploring space and known discovery. Whatever truth lies just beyond our reach. We're blasting way beyond the sky.
Oh, oh, oh.
Captain's log.
Here's the log, Captain.
Thank you, Info. Captain's log. March 24th, 2024. Location?
Edge of our solar system.
Captain Columbus Magellan at the helm of the SS Emmanuel, the universe's most advanced starship. The crew and I blasted off hours ago from our space station and are heading into deep space. Our mission? To discover, witness and record the indescribable beauty and size of God's creation. The Emmanuel is equipped with an engine that can travel at near light speed, which will allow us to accomplish in 6 months what would take a normal ship decades. Our mission motto, Psalm 19:1. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the skies proclaim the works of his hands.
Oh, oh, away we go, kicking in the turbo, heading through the cosmos. Oh, oh, away we go, flying through the atmosphere. Oh, oh, away we go, this is out of sight, look up for the satellites. Oh, oh, away we go, one can never disappear, flying through the atmosphere. Don't forget the souvenir.
Captain's log. No, no, we've already done that. December 24th, 2024. The six-month mission of the SS Emmanuel is currently in its ninth month. While on this mission, the crew and I have discovered some of the most amazing discoveries of God known to man. We've seen planets the size of our solar system. We've seen nebulas that remind us of the scripture, "When I think of your moon and stars, what is man that thou art mindful of him?" But due to some navigational difficulties, we have yet to return home. No matter, the crew and I are going to make the best of it. Tonight, we celebrate Christmas Eve, and tomorrow, the birth of Christ. Yeah. Info. Give me a status report on our Christmas plans.
It's highly illogical, Captain, but the crew is decorating.
Decorating? With what? We didn't bring any decorations with us, did we, Zip?
Nope, Captain, but that isn't stopping us. We're making our own decorations.
See, Captain, this is one of the ball bearings from the broken aft radar mount.
How creative, Otto.
Look what I've got.
Tinsel? Where'd you find tinsel?
It's not tinsel. From the camera probe that got zapped in the meteor storm. I've never seen something so beautifully ruined.
What do you got there, Sparky?
It's a miniature Christmas tree.
Wow!
Oh, wow. Christmas tree in space. Wait a second. That looks familiar. Where exactly did you get that tree from?
It was in a big metal can down in the environmental bay.
Was that can yellow with red letters on it that said, "Air supply, do not touch"?
Yes, it was.
Sparky, that's the filter for our breathing air. It's essential for our survival. Without it, we wouldn't last a day.
Oh, then should I put it back?
I would recommend sometime today.
Okay, DTA. You guys sure don't have much Christmas spirit.
Info, let's get back to our Christmas decoration plans.
The Christmas decorations are going up. The hot chocolate is just about ready, and we're scheduled to go caroling through decks 25 through 129 tonight.
Excellent. And the nativity scene.
We're doing what we can, Captain, but it's not as easy as Christmas decorations.
Well, I'm sure you're all doing great.
We're trying. We're making our little Bethlehem
out of
space.
Well.
We are, but I still miss home.
Well, I know it'll make it better. Let's decorate the whole ship.
Yay!
Where are you going, Polo?
Getting my spacesuit. I'm going to hang the outside lights. Where did I leave my hammer?
Hammer?
Stop her before she goes out. No nails!
I'm going to hang the backstage.
I want to be, I really want to be home. Home for Christmas. I want to be, I really want to be home. Home for Christmas.
What seems to be the problem, Zip?
I got you a present. I was gonna wait till Christmas, but well, here.
Wow, what is it?
A paperweight.
In the shape of the gyro that keeps our ship from running full straight into the sun?
Maybe I'll get you something else, but
I'm thinking about you.
Christmas food! The candy! The snickerdoodles!
I just wish the cooked snickerdoodles were as good as my mom's.
But our chef doesn't know how to make snickerdoodles.
You're telling me! The ones he put in the lab were as hard as rocks!
Back and a back.
Yeah, and burnt to a crisp. Ate them all, though. Great! Now
we have people meteorite. It's just
Navigator Polo. Where's my navigator?
She may be lost in the ship again.
Again? I last detected her wandering on deck 79 about 10 minutes ago.
Oh.
I thought we gave her a map of the ship.
You know she's not good with maps, Captain.
Oh. Marco.
Polo!
There you are, Polo.
Where?
On the bridge, of course.
What a relief. I thought I was done for.
Okay, Mrs. Polo, let's be serious here. Please tell me that you have some kind of thought on how we can get back to Earth.
Captain, what if I told you that I had a plan that could get us home tonight.
Really?
Really?
What are you talking about, Mrs. Polo? That's impossible.
Otto, you're the pilot. How fast is this ship again?
No one has any idea. You know that. We're limited to active speed 10. This ship is so powerful that the scientists are afraid that if we opened her up, she could disrupt the laws of physics. It could go well over active speed 10 and into hyperdrive. Nobody knows what might happen.
Well, I think I do. We would approach the speed of light and be home in minutes. That's my plan.
Whoa, wait a second here. If we go just a fraction over the speed of light, it could be a disaster. No one's ever gone that fast before.
I'll be careful.
Going that fast would be ludicrous.
I'll be careful. I'll just give this lever a little pull.
No!
Don't do that!
Mr. Otto, pull us out of hyperdrive!
Hey, Otto, I wasn't finished.
Damage control, report.
Hey, my computer said we're orbiting Earth. In fact, we're going to Washington, D.C.
It's Earth! We're home!
Yay!
Well, if we're home to Earth, Zip, prepare the Zoom Beam transporter. Let's beam up Penny, our faithful ground control agent. Let's give her a surprise.
Boy, is she going to be excited to see us!
Zoom Beam ready.
Very well, Zip, zap the Zoom Beam.
Oh, finally home. Oh, I can get away from this crew. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, yes, it was a successful mission. Yes, promotion. Yes, yeah. Commander? Admirable. Yeah.
What? Stop. What?
One second. Admiral Magellan. Oh, no.
That's not Penny.
But isn't that the guy on the Penny?
We went too fast. We warped time. We went backwards in time.
How far? 47.
Whoa. More like 200 years, all right? Listen, Zip, be Mr. Lincoln Logs here back to Earth. And fast. Apparently going faster than the speed of light wasn't a good idea. We've become time travelers. Don't worry, crew. I'll think of a way to get us home. Polo, I've had a thought.
Finally.
If we just became time travelers by accident, what's stopping us? What's stopping us from going all the way back in time to when Jesus walked the earth?
That would be incredible,
I guess.
It might work. But how would we find the right time and place? That little thing with President Lincoln was a total accident.
That's a good question. Info, give me a Bible.
Well, here's one.
Thank you. Let's see here. Okay, so if we look... Now, Mary was born in Nazareth, which is in the Galilee region. And then Jesus, he was born in Bethlehem, but they had to go back to Galilee. He called his disciples in the Galilee region, and most of his ministry was around the Sea of Galilee. So if we take that, and then we carry this, and we cut two, and then we just... Polo, I think I got it. Program the computer to take us to the Sea of Galilee during the time of King Herod and Caesar Augustus.
Aye, Captain.
Mr. Otto, position report.
Captain, we're in hyperdrive.
Polo, prepare. Position report.
Getting close, Captain, but we will need to remain in hyperdrive for a few more minutes.
Captain, may I ask a question?
DT-8, my sweet summer robot. This just isn't any other child. This is Jesus. This is God who came to Earth as a man.
God, the creator of the world?
That's right, DT-8. See, God created man in his own image. He created us so that we could know him and have a relationship with him. But apparently that's not what mankind wanted. We rejected him and decided to do our own thing.
The created rejected the creator?
I agree, DT-8. We're like lost people, walking in darkness. But that's why Jesus came. See, we celebrate Christmas because this is the time when God came to Earth as a man, but he knew no sin. He came to save us from our hopelessness, from our darkness. He came so that we could know him again and have a relationship with him.
All the amazing lights in space that we've been seeing are God's handiwork, the Bible says, but Jesus is the light of the world. Before he was born, the prophet said, "To those who walk in darkness, a great light has dawned." That was talking about Jesus, the light of the world.
Why is this information not in my data bank?
Let me take a look real quick. Let me see this. Looks like you're suffering from some bad programming, DT-8. See, we got some of the most amazing computers on this ship, but the most important information you can find is right here in the Word of God.
That's right. All that data about what God says, it's all right here. It's all in this book.
In the beginning of creation, God's been showing his love for us. It's an adventure story, how God in all his glory comes to rescue the ones that he loves. It's all in the book, and in the book is true.
Thank you.
Mrs. Polo, prepare to decelerate from hyperdrive. Info, give me a status report.
Captain, we're in Earth orbit.
Yay!
All right, that may be Earth, but what year?
I'm clear on where we are, just not the when.
Captain, sensors detect people in the area we've homed in on.
All right. Sparky, engage the viewport. Let's see who these people are.
Those look like shepherds.
Sparky, where are we? When are we? How about hook a audio feed into DT-8 here and see if she can decipher their language.
Captain, this is quite amazing. We are in orbit over the hills near Bethlehem, and the time appears to be just before the birth of Christ.
Yay! Incredible!
We overshot Galilee and went straight to Bethlehem.
Well, be prepared. Jesus, God himself, is about to come to earth as a baby. And the first people who will know about it are those shepherds.
What exactly is going to happen?
Well, according to Luke, says that those shepherds are in the field watching over their sheep at night. And then an angel of the Lord appeared before them, and the glory of God shone all around them, and they were terrified.
It's night in Bethlehem. The angels could appear at any minute.
Should we zap down, Captain?
No. We don't want to interfere in any way.
It's so quiet down there. Does anybody else hear something? The shepherds are looking up. Do they see us?
Impossible, but they seem to see something.
Wow.
What was that flash?
There, an angel. I see it. Listen.
Look, thousands of angels.
The night, just like any other, the stars lit up the silent night. Shepherds watched as their flocks lay sleeping, until a host of angels filled the sky. Join the angels singing Gloria, glory to God on high.
Lift your voices.
The night became unlike any other, as angel voices filled the silent night. Fear now, we bring good news and great joy. Christ the Savior is born tonight. Join the angels singing Gloria, glory to God on high. Lift your voices singing Gloria.
Joy to the world, our Savior is born tonight.
just saw angels, actual heavenly angels, announce the birth of Jesus.
That was unbelievable. Can we move in closer? I want to see their faces.
Very well. Mr. Otto, take us into lower orbit. Carefully.
I'll do it!
I'll follow.
Oops, too far.
Oh, DTA, where do the computers say we are now?
We are still over Earth. See? No problem. We're still over Bethlehem.
But the computers are not programmed to tell us when we are.
Info. Engage the viewport.
I'm telling you, it's fine.
It's jammed by the hyperactivity.
Very well. Zip, prepare the zoom beam transporter. Let's beam up a life form. That'll tell us when we are.
I'm telling you, it's going to have to be a sheep or a shepherd. Welcome to the SS Emmanuel, shepherds.
Are you sure those are shepherds?
Hey, Betty.
Crazy duds.
Hi. I'm Captain Magellan of the Starship Enterprise, and this is my crew and my trusty robot DT-8. Excuse me for a minute. DT-8, can you come here for a second? Listen. I may be getting old here, but what are they saying?
Captain, I may have detected this language in my memory bank. I might be able to communicate with these beings.
Hey, Clyde, what's buzzing, cousin? They are impressed that I can speak their language. Cats, we zapped you, now we're Nowheresville. We need you to blow this berg, but we need you to slip us down the lowdown.
What language is this? Who are they, DT-8?
Captain, I'm afraid this is the language spoken in the mid-20th century, and these people might just be your grandparents.
What has she got in her hands?
Uh-oh. I used the coordinate singing an angel to move in closer to Bethlehem. I guess I should have been more specific.
Now what do we do? We're lost again.
Well, I have a thought.
Another one?
But let's just get these cats back home where they belong.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Aye, aye, Captain.
All right, crew, listen up. We're on a mission to see the glory of God in the universe. We're also really good at finding stars. We also have the Bible to help us. Why don't we find the star of Bethlehem?
The one that the wise men followed to find Jesus when he was a baby? That would be doable.
That's right. That star would have created a huge light source in that night sky during that time frame. Sparky, scan for remnants from the energy of that light. Mrs. Polo? Program the computer with these Bible chapters. Matthew 2.
Matthew 2, aye, aye.
And Luke 2.
Luke 2, aye, aye. Captain, we have a location and a course.
Mr. Otto, engage. All right. Mr. Otto, status report.
Captain, we are in hyperdrive.
Fantastic. Everyone get ready to decelerate into the time of the wise men. Oh, I can't wait.
Look at the viewport!
What is it?
That's the star. Follow it!
Three wise men in a caravan across the desert sand, following a star. Free gives help in their hands for the Son of Man traveling afar. They wonder where they are. still wise men go seeking him when the way is dim. His light is there to guide. It's true for all of us, no matter what becomes. He'll never leave our side, and forever his light will shine.
The star will shine, showing the way, lighting up the darkest night. Your faithful God won't lead you astray, the darkness will never hide his light. The star will shine, oh, 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 the darkest night, shining bright. Oh, 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 the darkest night, the star will shine. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star of royal beauty bright, westward leaving, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. The star will shine, showing the way, lighting up the darkest night. The faithful God won't lead you astray, darkness will never hide its light. The star will shine, oh, 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 the darkest light, shining bright. Oh, 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 the darkest night, the star will shine.
Keep following that star.
You? How did you get back on the ship?
Man, I'm just so deep. I was on light green, but I made cracks in the carpet, and here I am.
DT-8, translate, please.
She was apparently beamed not back to Earth, but to our vegetable and food greenhouse.
Well, the target was a field, and I...
But now we're stuck with her? We can't beam her down until we're over the mid-20th century.
Polo, we're going to need to chart a detour to the mid-20th.
Aye, aye.
We're going to take a ride, Clyde, and we'll catch you on the B-side to thumb a chariot home.
Polo. Decelerate from hyperdrive.
Approaching the 20th century, Captain.
Viewport on.
Captain, we're back in Bethlehem. There are sheep, cows, donkeys. It's like a zoo.
Shepherds, sheep, a manger. That must be his mother Mary, and that would be Joseph. And there's the infant child. We're back, but how did this happen?
Well, I don't care about how, but I'm not going to miss out on this again. Mr. Otto, prepare a shore party.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Zoom beam, Officer Zip. I'm going to need you to stay on the bridge. Everyone else, follow me.
We need these to blend in. They're shepherd's clothing.
Great idea. All right, everyone, ready? Let's follow me. Mrs. Polo, wrong direction.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Luke 2:15 through 18.
What?
from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who was born, King of the Jews? We saw his star and earth and have come to worship him." On coming to the house, they saw the child full of Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Matthew 2:1-10:11. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, comparisons, king to all him, who kings of kings salvation bring, a third of Zion's bay. Seek him with all your heart, Christ was born to save, and those who truly
Excuse me, can we see the child?
Sparky, nobody here speaks English.
Yes, we do.
What? Where are we?
You are in Bethel.
See?
Bethel, Pennsylvania.
What year is this?
1741, of course.
We're way off.
You are first visitors today, Christmas Eve, 1741. We have founded our own town. The name is in honor of our Savior, and we are reliving the night of his birth to remember what he did for us.
My data banks say that Christians settled here, a place where they could freely worship God.
So this isn't the real Bethlehem? And this is 1741? So we missed it. We were right there ready to worship the real baby Jesus. After crisscrossing the universe, documenting the glory of God, we missed the biggest moment of all?
Now, not so fast there, Info. I don't think we've missed any of the glory of God on display. DTA, how far away exactly are we from Galilee?
Approximately 6,312 miles and approximately 1,700 years.
That's right. And even now, centuries on the other side of the world, centuries later, the good news of the Savior's birth is still spreading. Right now and for the past 1,700 years, people have been seeking and worshiping the real Jesus, the one who saved them from their sins.
Captain, you're right. Of all the evidences of God's glory we have to report, this is the best yet.
All right, crew. Let's get back to the ship and take what we found here and compare it to the data in God's Word. Zip, zap us up.
Isaiah 40:12.
Who else has held the oceans in his hands, and who has measured off the heavens with his fingers? And who else knows the weight of the earth or mountains and hills on a scale?
Isaiah 40:26. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, and because of his power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing.
Dropping off.
Psalms 8:3. When I look about your skies at what your fingers made, the moon and the stars that you set firmly in place, what are human beings that you think about them? What are human beings that you pay attention to them?
Ephesians 2:4-5. But God, being full of mercy through the great love which he had for us, even when we are dead through our sins, gave us life together with Christ. By grace you have salvation.
The birth of Jesus was only the beginning. Almighty God, surrounded by all the magnificence and splendor of heaven, didn't want to leave mankind lost and separated from him. Even though we rejected him, he loved us so much that he left heaven and came down to earth to become a man, to live and walk among us. He showed us his ways. He taught us his truth. He desired to create a bridge so that the fallen creation could have a way back to their perfect creator. The birth of Jesus, the celebration of Christmas, is so truly fantastic because it doesn't end there. It continues on to Calvary and to the resurrection and eventually the outpouring of God's Spirit on all humanity.
Romans 5:8. God chose his love for us. In that while, we were still... Christ died for us. John 15:13. Greater love is no more than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends.
Remarkable information, Captain. I am glad to have it in my information bank. This news is too wonderful to keep inside. I must share it with anybody who does not know.
Captain Magellan, I'm guessing you want me to aim the ship back toward home?
That's right. Mrs. Polo, chart us a course for home. Let's get back and spread the news.
Aye, aye.
Throughout the world, God spread the news, God gives the love.
speed ahead, Captain, landing home in approximately 10 minutes.
Okay, but let's make sure we take a quick detour to the 1970s so Miss Hepcat here can get back to her sock hop.
Thanks, Daddy-o!
And just like I told you, we're all gonna be home for Christmas.
Uh-oh, I don't think Mr. Lincoln made it home.
Oh, Mrs. Polo, after the 70s, we're gonna have to take a quick detour to the 1860s.
Aye, aye, Captain, and Merry Christmas, everybody!
So these kids have been working for about 13 weeks on this, and before we start this program, I always ask them, do you guys want to do the cute version, or do you want me to push you a little bit and do a really, really good job? And this year they voted to do a really, really, really good job, and I think they've earned the accolades that you guys have given them. Okay, woo! We had two scripture narrators in the middle of a song, and those ladies worked really hard on that timing. Mila Sandin and Annalie, come up here and take your bow, ladies. Mary and Joseph, come here. Poppy Grant was played Mary, and William Stolk played Joseph. Abe Lincoln, come on up here and take your bow, Sam. Our damage control with the hot chocolate spill, Aaron Zimmerman. Our tie-dye trio, Sandy, Betty, Kenny, come on up here. Lucia played Sandy, Rowan Waters played Betty, and Josiah Demas played Kenny. Our SS Emanuel crew, DTA was played by Eleanor Hittesdorf. Sparky was played by Evelyn Sandin. Polo was played by Caselyn Matt. Info was played by Thaddeus Buchholz. Maddie Moran played Zip. Levi Buchholz played Otto. Captain Columbus Magellan was played by Brandon Matt. Very special thank you to all of the things that happened behind the scenes. They worked just as hard as these kids did. Our choir directors, Fiona and Abby and Natasha. Our stage team, Julie, Becky, Kaylin, Amara. Props and decor recognition, Brittany and Tim Powell and Cecily Grant, who's home with her baby. Sound, media, and visuals, Raquel Henry, Phil Stackhouse, and Brittany Powell. And a very special thank you to Pastor Grant, Pastor Peter, and Pastor Jess for the privilege of doing this performance. I really enjoy working with these kids like this.
And we want to give a special thank you to our director of our play. Give it up for Arian.
Man, that was awesome.
Actually, you could stay standing. We're about to close this out. Let's give these kids one more hand as they find their way out. Yeah, it really turns. This is awesome. How many of you kids out there like that? Remember, we're all kids this morning, right? Before we leave, I want to share a couple of thoughts, and I want to just give us a moment to just pause and think and maybe say a prayer. Can we do that this morning? When this baby came to earth and he became a man, he walked around and he told people, he said in Luke 19:10, he said, "I've come to seek, to find, and save the lost." I think a lot of times we look around and say, "I'm not lost. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm not lost. I know where I'm at. I'm in 1741. I'm in 1971. I'm not lost." But sometimes maybe lost isn't about where you're at. It's about which way we're going. Maybe lost is about, I know where I'm at, but I don't know where to turn in this moment of my life. I don't know where to turn with the situation that's in front of me. I don't know where to turn with my finances or my children or my marriage or my job or just, I don't even know what it is. I don't know where to turn and I feel lost. Jesus said he came to seek and to save the lost. And so it doesn't really matter where we're at, right? I would argue it doesn't even matter when you're at. It doesn't matter if you're young or old or too late or too early. Where we're at and when we're at doesn't matter. What matters is the direction we're going. And Jesus also said in John 8:12, he said, "I am the light of the world." We saw a star, right? The wise men followed the star. The star brought them to this child. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness again, but will have the light of life." Maybe that's just an extra message we have this morning that God's trying to share with us. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter when you're at. But what direction are we going this morning? There's a light. There's a star that we can follow. And it's not difficult because we can just approach it as children. God, I feel lost right now in this decision. God, I feel lost in this situation. God, I feel lost and I don't know what to do. How many people have ever had their child get lost? I was at Disney World many years ago, and my four-year-old daughter got lost. Scared the daylights out of me. And what did she do? Anybody want to take a guess? She did not walk around calmly pretending she knew where she was. She was just real. And she was crying. "Mommy, Daddy." That's how God wants us to approach him. So I'm gonna close us out in prayer this morning and wish you blessings as you go. But can we close our eyes? Wherever you're at, I'll be talking. I'll be saying the prayer. But whatever's in your heart, you can say something as well. You can think something. But let's just take a moment here to just talk to God. Thank you, God, that you are here. Thank you that you provided a way. Thank you, God, that we can follow you to everlasting life, God. Thank you that you don't care about where I'm at or when I'm at or the decisions I've made or haven't made. Thank you that I can turn to you. God, right now I pray, Lord, as every single person has their eyes closed, that you would speak into their hearts, that they would leave knowing that no matter what, there's not some big or deep or difficult or confusing or spiritual thing they have to say, but they can approach you as a child in whatever lost situation they're in, and you will meet them at that need. God, go with us today. go with us this holiday. Let us not get so caught up in the holiday that we forget you. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth. Thank you for seeking and saving the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. On behalf of Pastor Roy and Sister Lois, we want to wish you a happy holiday season. And if you'd like, come back for New Year's Eve service. But God bless you. Have a great day. Find these kids, right? Maybe ask for some autographs. Get some high fives. God bless you.